Welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I help you go from fed up to faith-fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that you are called to be. Today we have Heather Keeney on our podcast. Heather, welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having me. My name's Heather Keeney, and I am the owner and founder of Forward Momentum Life Coaching. I really enjoy working with people to show them how to get to know themselves, that kind of a self-discovery journey.
It's so important, right? Because for many women, or even just for anybody, we go through many transitions in life, and we may not be in that one that's really heart-centered, and we really want to find our true purpose so that we feel good about going to work every day, or that we feel that our lives are fulfilled. How do you how do you help people identify that?
I have to find out where they're at first,
Mm-hmm.
where they're at and where they want to go. And, if you don't have a starting point, you really don't have an ending point. So you have to have the beginning in order to get to the end. So we really focus on what their self-talk is and things like that, and what their aspirations are. So.
Excellent. I love that. How did you get into this business? How did you decide this is what you wanted to do?
Well, I was an addictions counselor and an unlicensed psychotherapist, and I decided I wanted so much more for my clients than what they were getting. And I actually worked for a man that he actually said this. I was completely shocked and surprised. He said, "If you give them too much information and help them cure themselves, Heather, you won't have any clients." And I was just floored. I was just like, "Wow, how could somebody say that? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?" And so, yeah, it
There
kind of.
are always clients when it comes to addictions, and there's always clients who need help mentally. And it's just a, you'll never keep up, right? And I'm so, you'll never keep up. And I'm so glad that you shifted, because it is this, you want people to learn, and you don't want them to be hanging on to your skirt forever. You want them to grow and move on. And what are some great ways that people can identify that they need you?
Wow. Well, a lot of people that need me or come to me for, I don't know, they're going through a life transition. A lot of them are in like midlife, menopause, that time of life, where you're going, what's going on? What's really going on? What do I really want? And how do I get there? So a lot of people I work with are in that phase in their life and they're ready to transition.
Right, to be, and do you find that they're looking to be more heart-centered or service kind of oriented?
Usually more heart-centered.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be gaining more patience, more tolerance, and they're not exactly sure what happened, So, yeah. So
How,
they find.
what are some key questions that you ask?
Wow, some key questions that I ask.
Yeah, just to get them on their journey to get started. And how would someone even know? They know that they're not happy in their job. They know that they're coming up to retirement, perhaps, or, it's enough. It's enough of doing this 9 to 5. What are some key questions that help them start identifying?
Well, if they're not sure that they, or if they don't know that they, if they know they don't like what they've got, I have to ask them, well, what is it that you want? I really ask them all the questions to help them paint a real vivid picture of what they want their life to look like. And then we have steps to take them along that path.
That's so amazing. So amazing. And how, and in that, when you were told that, you're not supposed to heal people or that type of thing, I can imagine your knee-jerk reaction to things, but what made you decide transformational? Like,
Wow. Actually, I have gone through quite a few transitions in my life. You don't become an addictions counselor because you want to. You become an addictions counselor because you've been there. And then I had gone through school and gotten my certification and had been an addictions counselor. I was pretty good at it. And then I also have multiple sclerosis, and I ended up in the hospital for like 17 days, completely paralyzed from about my armpits down. And obviously I was very angry. And so I had to decide what I wanted all over again. You know, I had transitioned once. So I was like, okay, I can't live like this. I don't like being angry all the time. So I had to transition into something that I was proud of again. And I'm very proud of me.
That's so amazing. That's so amazing. Like, and it's, I love how you've taken a challenge like a health challenge, a serious health challenge like an MS, to not stop you from knowing what you have to do, what you want to do, what your heart is telling you to do. I love that. How did you even process keep that perseverance in things?
A lot of prayer. I prayed and prayed and prayed and cried and prayed and cried and cried and prayed. You know, I have a strong sense of faith, and I rely on God. I rely on Jesus Christ to help me through these things. And if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here today.
It's so important to have that faith foundation in things, because what else are you to lean on? What else are you supposed to draw upon those things? And when faced with such a difficult struggle, it's a battle of the mind to say, okay, what did I do to get here? And where are you in this? And then it's switching that mindset to be like, okay, I know I'm here. And how am I going to ask for movement forward? How am I asking for healing? And how am I asking for prayer through this? And it is such a battle, right? One, you're angry, and two, you're in such a vulnerable position. And how is God playing a role in all of this? And it is so much part of that, right?
Yes, definitely. It was a huge transition. You know, it wasn't something I could have done on my own.
No, exactly. That's so incredible, because it would have been that where are you turning, and who do you turn to, and who am I to tell, and who am I reaching out to? So it is about the having not only your own faith in your prayer and your own prayer life and humbling yourselves, but it is asking for those people that you trust and honor to pray for you, and, you know, to lay hands and however that looks for you. But it's such a great experience to be part of that, and to, because I've had, you know, it's a completely different experience when you're having people praying for you. Right. And that power just amplifies when you're looking at, when you're faced with a journey, or you're faced, you know, you're in the hospital for 17 days and you are paralyzed, and that can be such a traumatic experience. And yes. Yeah, exactly. So tell us a bit more about your practice and transformation. Is it a faith-based, or is it open to everyone?
It's open to everyone. I don't push my ideals or my religious preferences on anybody, but I'm talking about it. You know, I let them be themselves. You know, I give them space to believe what they need to believe, and I give them space to grow.
I love that. It's so important, because it's their journey, and they have to find strength within themselves to create, to move forward, and to see the bigger picture for themselves. It's not about you creating that bigger picture. It's about them, you're coming alongside and encouraging them and giving them that step-by-step guidance, right? You're their cheerleader, I suppose, right?
Yeah, kind of. I'm more of a, here, let me give you a nudge.
Yeah, we do need that. We need that kick in the pants sometimes. Now, maybe not a nudge, but a kick in the pants. I love that. Where are you finding most people are becoming more passionate about? So women who are 40, where are 50, where are you finding that their heart's desire? Is it in service? Is it in health?
Well, it's kind of 50-50, really. I have multiple people that are having health issues that they have kind of learned to get more of a grip on their life and are able to now ask the correct questions to their doctors and get the information that they need. Then I've got other people that are very much into, I want to help everybody, whether it's cats and dogs or kids and homeless. So it just depends on which direction they want to go. I make it very much client-centered.
Excellent. But it's always the same foundation when you're
Yeah.
trying to build a business or create a business. And then how is that looking in, for yourself, making it manageable for yourself? Because some people can have some really big aspirations and dreams. And I'm sure, are there times that you're like pulling them back and saying, okay, let's.
I try not to put a limit to where they can go. I see life as the sky's the limit.
I love
'Cause
it.
if it weren't, I'd be in the gutter. You know? So I don't see anything to hold you back except for your own thoughts,
Your own
your own
limitations.
actions. Yeah.
Do you find that you're really working with women in their stinking thinking process?
Yeah, I like that. I do. You know, if
It's.
you don't change the words that you're telling yourself, that's what you're going to become.
And that plays a big role in a transformation.
Yes.
That's so amazing. That's so good. That's so good. So in your business and what you're teaching and such, what really makes you the most happiest about it? Like what really you're just so amazed by?
I just absolutely love it when these people get an epiphany and they're just like, wow, that really? Like, okay, well, I can take this path, you know, where it becomes so obvious in their own thought, in their own mind, and they can see the path forward. I love that.
That's so good. In designing your business and in creating your own business, how has or how have you leaned into or how has God been part of this creation of your business?
Oh, wow. I know when I first discovered this, like I said, I was going through a transition, trying to get better physically. And I actually had a friend come to me and say, you know what you'd be? I said, what? And she said, you'd make a great life coach. And I was like, what's a life coach? You know, I didn't even know what it was. So her and I talked about it, and I was like, okay, well, let me research it. So I researched it, and I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I researched it, and I prayed about it. Did I say I prayed about it?
Yeah, you have to pray about
Okay.
it. Oh my gosh, yes.
And so I decided to contact Boc Rehab. And so they put me through school to become a life coach. And I'm still praying about it. You know, I want to make sure that I'm doing what God wants me to do, and that I'm doing it in a way that He wants me to do it. So it's a constant, God's constantly part of everything that I do.
It was a surprise question for sure, but it's important because in our transitional stages in life, it is so vitally important when women of faith or of anything, honestly, any faith, you better be reaching in and looking for that divine guidance and things. And because it has to be a blessing, it has to be honored, and it has to have this bigger than you sort of assurance to things because it won't feel right or it won't feel that it'll be well. right? And I asked you because it is those points that women are like, how is God playing a role in my business? How can I make it part of my business? If I believe, then where are these pivotal points that you know that he's part of it and that he's answered prayers? And I think it's, to me, it's always been this humbling of our own selves, of ourself, of our flesh, so that we can allow him to make a way, to clear the path, because he's always way ahead of us, making ways for us, but we need to be ready for them, right? And be willing to move forward. So,
right. Yeah, things don't just necessarily land in your lap, but you've got to be open to it.
It's so true, right? So true. Yeah. And I think that if you weren't ill, if you didn't come to this pivotal point, like maybe you'd still be in addictions and burnt out. But it's, again, I think it was your willing heart to be open for change, right? And be in that vulnerable point in your life where you're like, I think I'm good. I think I can, there must be something better and I can be all that I can be.
It took me years to get here.
Yeah.
After that, but
yeah,
here.
And I think it's yeah, exactly. And that's it, right? When you're passionate about what you want, you feel that passion. It's a confirmation, and it's just so amazing, so amazing. So in this building of your business, or the building of this, where you were in bed to where you are now, who are the types of people that you brought alongside of you to encourage and to coach you through this process? Because it was a long process. Not only did you have to heal, right? Mm-hmm. Physical therapy, all these different things, but who are the people that you like, you're in such a low point, but who are the people you brought alongside of you to encourage, to train up, and to bring you to the point to where you are now?
Okay, this is going to sound kind of typical. Okay. My husband is an absolutely fantastic man. He has been with me through many transitions. And when he is asked, what does your wife do for you? He says, anything any other wife will do. You know, I'm wheelchair bound. And they ask him, what can she do for you? You know, they don't think that I can cook and clean and whatever. Anyway, my husband has been more supportive than anybody I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My kids, of course. We've got four kids and three grandkids. And yeah, but he has really been my biggest support.
I think that's incredible. And no, we don't hear that very often.
No,
we don't. We're in such a different phase, and so many women are in different phases where we hear more of the negativity, and we are not hearing that men are honoring and men are capable, and then you really leaning in on that and how he just lifts you up regardless of the situation that you're in. Right. So yeah, we need to hear more of that. I think that's so amazing, because divorce and separation is so rampant, and your husband was faced with this life-changing, altering situation, and he's with you and he's there and he supports you. And so, like, amazing, like how honored and blessed you are.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so good. And I think that's fantastic. Did you, what would you suggest for women who are faced with a struggle like your own, like something that seems really life-changing? How has that helped, like in a marital situation, how is that communication happening? And what encouragement can you give them?
If you go through something like I've gone through, everything is going to change. Everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. The way you talk, the way you phrase things, your attitudes, your anger. Okay. You're going to have anger issues. but be open to talking and listening, actually listening, mm-hmm. actively. And if you have a partner that you can actively listen with, you can make it through it. You know, I mean, everybody's got trials. I don't care what the situation is mm-hmm. or what the relationship is. Every relationship has ups and downs, mm-hmm. trials and errors and whatever. But I think my husband and I are closer now than we were before. Because we talk mm-hmm. about whatever we need to talk about.
That's so amazing. I'm sure that you've had many women who have this dream and have this aspiration in their next transition, next business, they're what they want to do to fill their cup. How are you encouraging them to speak to their husbands about the situation? What if they're not agreeing with it?
Wow. If they're not agreeing with it, then I have to ask them, what is it that you're not agreeing with? Mm-hmm. What is it that they're saying? How do you want this to look? You know, what do you want them to say? What can you do to make that happen? You know, and what kind of things can you manipulate in order for this to occur?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good.
Mm-hmm. Ask them all kinds of questions about what they want. How do they want this to look? So it's a real focus on how we're going to move forward.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
And building better abilities to communicate better, right? And express themselves mm-hmm. and to, and then ask the questions, why? What is it, you know, getting the husband to talk about the situation again is and being able to listen. And that is, I think, the key. You hit it right there. It is this willingness to listen to family members, to husbands or to wives, and listen to them and understand their fear about life changes or their fear about career changes and financial situations. And again, it's you're teaching, I'm assuming you're teaching them these valuable skills so that they can move forward with what their dreams and aspirations are.
Yeah. Well, you know, we take a look at values and their boundaries and, you know, their level of self-acceptance and where they might be not accepting, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of different places to look at. Their sense of gratitude, you know. All kinds of things play into this. So there's mm-hmm. so many different directions you can go. It just depends on where the client is and where they want to go.
I love that. I think it's so amazing. And you know, it's important to have a coach. It's important to help you through these sort of transitions so that you can, one, make sure that you yourself are good with the change, what you're going to meet your goals, and then having them even help up set up business plans and maybe look at, you know, guidelines and what's out there for each state type of idea, because I would think starting businesses in different states, of course, is a different struggle. And it's so important because everybody needs someone to just kind of, as you said, nudge them along. This is the steps you need to take. This is, you can do it. And we all do need that. We need that type of person in our life. Yes, naturally. Yeah.
Right.
I love that. I love that. And you are online business or do you see people in house?
I can do both. I do both.
Excellent.
Mostly online, but I do both.
Yeah, that's so amazing and so easy for you. And it's easy for all of us as well. So, and it's such a great opportunity. So tell us where we can find you.
Okay, my business website is www.forwardmomentumlifecoaching.com, or you can reach me at heather@forwardmomentumlifecoaching.com.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. And who are your most favorite people you love helping?
Wow. Women around, I'd say between 50 and 60.
Very nice. And exactly, that's who we are talking to today. So, and again, it's around the world. I find it always surprises me to see who's listening. And I think that's so incredible. So tell me, What is your wisdom in all of this that you would like to share?
Wow. Really watch yourself talk, because what you say is what you become. You are the writer of your destiny.
That is so beautiful. And that's so true, right?
I think so.
You are the writer of your destiny. That is just perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, I thank you so much, Heather, for sharing this wisdom with me today, with our listeners today. And I love your journey. It is, you've seen some lows, you've seen many highs, and I love your persistence and perseverance. And I know that it's been a struggle. It didn't happen overnight. And I love that you've always leaned in on prayer and the guidance of God in this, in any situation that you've been faced with. And I'm just so thankful to have met you today. And I thank you for being part of it.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you too. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's always so much fun, because I always love just letting God lead and just be part of it. And just whatever is on your heart. So I thank you again, Heather, for being part of the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where we help you go from fed up to faith fuel, helping you to become the wise divine women that God has called you to be. Thank you.
Thank you.